Ladies and gentlemen, please listen for W. Norman Greenwald in his multinational broadcast from the world's greatest book concerning the greatest event future.
Thank you, Velma, and how do you do, my radio friends? From the indestructible and infallible Word of God in Proverbs 13:13, whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed. Proverbs 13:13. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. Now what would that commandment from the word be? Well, it would be relative to God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, because the Godhead of deity must be the ones to whom we look. Here we are upon the earth as ordinary human beings, people who are sinners, people who are facing death, people who know that all around us there is much wickedness, and we must realize that somewhere, someplace, there are those who are greater than we. So therefore, we must look upward. We must look to heaven. And if we are going to know anything about heaven, anything about deity, anything about the Godhead, we must get our information from the Word of God, the Word of God which has come down from heaven. Now, how did the Word of God come down from heaven? Well, it was by the power of God through the Holy Spirit of God. And the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit of God, the third person of the Godhead, moved in a particular way upon particular people, upon certain men, and caused them to write certain things for the people in the world. This is called inspiration. The Bible claims for itself inspiration. It says, for all Scripture, not some, not part, but all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Pas graphitheanoustos. All Scripture is God breathed, that God breathed into these special men exactly, pardon me, what he wanted written down for us. Now the Bible, or parts of the Bible, up until this particular time, has been translated into 1,200 or more of the languages of the world. Now we don't often think in our day-by-day going around about these other people and about these other languages, but remember that there are about 3,000 languages and dialects in mankind. So that means that not many of us can understand the rest of us as far as that is concerned. In fact, we have a hard time understanding each other sometimes in our own language. Nevertheless, when you think about 3,000 different languages and dialects amongst mankind, and then when you think that the Bible has been translated into 1,200 or more of those languages and dialects, then you recognize that somebody has been working at the matter of translating the Word of God into the language of other people. Now this, of course, has been true. This has been the work of our missionaries. But it has not been done on the large scale that should have been done, simply because there has been a lack of interest upon the part of the large systems of religion which are in the world. You see, if we have a real message, a true message, we want that message to be heard by others. We want people to know about the great salvation. We want people to know about the Lord Jesus Christ. And those people who wanted that word known were anxious to get it out to other people. So therefore, they sent the missionaries out to do this job. And they have done a very, very wonderful job. But there haven't been enough of them. And not enough of them have been sent out. So therefore, we have a very great problem in the world. Now then, the Word of God, which was given by inspiration of God, contains the very message of God's love, God's salvation, and it has the message for the future. It tells us what shall happen. All through the Bible, there are these predictions, these prophecies, whereby the Lord said a certain thing shall happen. And when we look back into history, we can find out that where God said certain things would happen, we find that they did happen. I'm going to do a new series of broadcasts along this line very shortly, and I hope that you'll be listening so that you will be able to understand these things. But when the Bible says something shall happen, it does happen. No word of God has ever failed. Now, when we know this to be so, and of course everybody doesn't know it to be so, but those who have investigated have found it out to be so. When we know this is true, and when this has become an experience in our lives, then we must know that whosoever despises the word shall be destroyed. And that's what God says in 13:13 of Proverbs. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed. Now God is love, and God does love. And God so loved the world, everybody, that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, if anybody despises that word, then he is in very, very bad shape. He is heading towards the point of destruction. Now, that's what the Lord says. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed. So, therefore, there is a time of destruction in the future. The Bible tells that in the Old Testament. And the Bible teaches that in the New Testament, that there shall be a time of destruction in the future. Now, if somebody says, oh, I don't believe that, I don't think that's true at all, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to wait till the time comes and be in the crowd that shall be destroyed because they despise the word? Why don't you believe the word now? Why don't you believe the good news now? Why don't you get on the right side now? And then when that terrible time of destruction comes, whenever it is, you will be in the crowd who shall miss the destruction. Now, don't you think that would be good sense? Well, certainly it would. If you know that dynamite was in a certain field and somebody said, now, I wouldn't go across there if I were you, because I know that there are several sticks of dynamite in that field somewhere. And if you should go through there, you might jar one of them. And if you do, then you're just going to be gone from here in a hurry. Now, would you deliberately walk through that field when somebody had warned you that there was dynamite there? Well, you say, no, I've got more sense than that. I'd walk a way around it. I'd take every other way I could not to go through that place where I might be destroyed. Well, why haven't you turned to the Lord Jesus Christ? Here you are walking your everyday pathway. Here you are going day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, and you're walking through a field full of destruction. That which could destroy you, which is your unfaith. You are not affiliated with the Word of God. You are not reading and believing the Word of God. You are not trying to find out how to become a child of God, how to become righteous, so that you will be one of the family of God. Now, isn't this your position? May the Lord bless you in your study of His wonderful Word.
Dr. W. Norman Greenway has just brought a message from His wonderful Word. Box 2222, Greenville, South Carolina, United States of America.